Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Before all of that, according to the business group Eyeball, coffee cups are now the most commonly found litter in Ireland, and they are questioning whether the reusable cup schemes have failed and have contributed to all of this. I'm now joined by Colin O'Byrne of Voice Ireland and Will Monaghan, who is the owner of One Society Coffee Shop on Gardiner Street here in Dublin. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Colin, I'm going to come to you first because, look, many of us, me included, are coffee addicts. But how big of a coffee problem do we have when it comes to single-use disposable cups in this country?
Happy New Year to you, Claire. Thanks a lot for having us. Yeah, we have quite a big problem when it comes to single-use coffee cups. Would you like to hazard a guess how many we go through per day or are sold per day?
Well, I did read 22,000 per hour we're disposing of.
Yeah, so about the best stats I can find would suggest somewhere between, about half a million a day of these single-use coffee cups. And they're a relatively recent addition to our litter horizon. And one which we would argue, and a lot of other people would argue, are unnecessary to a large degree. We ran a poll with the Morrick there last year, which suggested that 70% of people were in favour of a levy to get rid of these coffee cups because they are everywhere now. I mean, in much the same way the plastic bags used to be before we had the plastic bag tax, and then that came in and all of a sudden the plastic bags as litter items reduced massively. The deposit return scheme with the bottles and cans, since that's come in, we've seen, even according to the Eyeball report, 60% drop in less than 2 years of those items. So we can see how a well-targeted levy can affect these items turning up as litter items further down the line.
In terms of the cups that are being disposed, I see some of them are recycling cups, some of them seem to be single-use, some of them now say compostable. So not all of the cups are the same. They're not all as problematic as each other.
They're not all the same, but they tend to end up in the same bin is the problem there. Like compostable cups, they speak to our need or our want to do something good for the environment. We think, oh, it says compostable. So that's fine. That's good. It's less of an impact. But really, how many compostable bins have you ever seen or recycling bins when you're out and about walking through town? I guess the answer is none. So all of these cups, be they recyclable or compostable, end up in the mixed general waste on the go on street bins. And they're dealt with as general waste from then on.
So would it not be helpful to have some of those recyclable, compostable bins available across the city, across Ireland, rather than those general bins? Because that's when people are generally, as you say, drinking a takeaway coffees when they're out and about. So where do they put them?
In theory, that would be. But we have seen where such trials have tried out before, where you have been specifically for recycling. People are just walking. They're not looking at what the bin is. They're just putting stuff in the bin. And the segregation levels are terrible. It's like, it's one of those things, in theory it sounds good, in practice it just does not work. If you look at some, there have been actually a very interesting case in Aarhus in Denmark where Zero Waste Europe tried out a trial whereby every coffee shop would have takeaway coffee cups and sort of salad bowls as well. There was a little tag in them that, so I bought it, it was debited from my account. And then they had 28 kiosks around the city whereby you just walk up, you wouldn't have to break pace, you wouldn't have to put your card details in, you just put the coffee cup or salad bowl into this kiosk, your account gets recredited, then those containers were collected, washed, restocked to the cafe. So that means you could have your reusable container, but you're not putting it in your bag, you're not building them up at home, they're not, in the bottom of your car, getting in the way of your pedals. It's just a nice, clean system. People want to go without these single-use items, but we have to build the infrastructure around it to make it easy, otherwise it just won't happen.
But we did try, didn't we, to build some of that infrastructure. I remember being in Kerry, I think I was somewhere in Caersavine, and when I went into the local coffee shop, I had to buy a grey plastic cup, a reusable cup, and for my time there, that was what I used, and I brought it back to whatever coffee shop I went into, and that's what they served my coffee in, and they just didn't have any disposable single-use cups available for people. But Eyeball, the business litter, anti-litter group, says that those schemes have collapsed. They've been unsuccessful.
They have, and the Killarney did a fantastic job in that. A massive amount of independent suppliers who are really sticking their neck out, because like, coffee is great for businesses. People come in, we love coffee. And, you know, businesses have enough struggles to be putting up with these days. And they really took a chance to say, right, we'll get rid of these cups, we'll go reusable. But they were doing that on the understanding that the government would actually introduce this much mooted and promised levy, which, if you'll allow me to mix my metaphors, it's been too hot potato to handle, so they've kicked to touch. So the Killarney scheme seems to have dropped off the radar at the moment. Now, I'm sure that they'll try and get it going again because it was popular, but they need the levy in place to make it financially worthwhile for them.
Okay, let me bring in Will Monaghan here. You're at the coalface here. You're serving those coffees every single day. Talk to me about the reusable cup scheme, because there were also some businesses in Dublin that tried to run a scheme, but it failed. Why do you think it did? How did it work, first of all, and why did it not work out?
Yeah, Happy New Year, Ciara. It was a great scheme, great idea. The problem was not execution. It was just trying to convert the customer to using it. Like, we had 400 or 500 cups bought in when we opened originally, to go cups, that grey cup that you mentioned. The customer would come in, you charge them a 2 euro deposit. They'd take the cup, get their coffee, and then off they'd go. And the idea is they just bring it on down to the next coffee place that they're going to, trade it back in, get their 2 euro deposit back, or get a clean cup refilled with coffee. Great idea, but you really need adoption from everyone. And I mean from every business, because otherwise it just becomes a hassle for the individual. Now, who is really going to carry around a coffee cup around town for the day? So that's why you need high adoption from a business. Because let's face it, I've got 4 or 5 cups in my press here at home, and rarely one of them finds its way down to the car, and then rarely does it find its way from the car into a coffee shop.
Well, I'm just looking here. I'm looking here actually at a text that's come in from somebody. People can bring their cups. It's not that hard. And there was, I think, a period of time where you would see people with keep cups. They were widely used.
Yeah.
Have people stopped using those too?
No, absolutely. And we still have loads of customers come in with keep cups, or the keep cup equivalent, whatever it is, and someone unpack away really nice and neatly down into, you know, a small kind of expandable cup, so to speak. And there's some very intelligent ones out there, but the vast majority of people just don't want to be carrying around something bulky with them. And it's a big kind of shift and retraining of the consumer that's needed. Same with the recycle success of the bottles and cans. It's something on that level of thought that has to go in to really make an impact, because otherwise it's just not going to work.
Well, Colin's saying what would work is a levy, that's what worked in our plastic bags, and that is what has worked in the return scheme as well. So when you see you're getting that 25 cent or 15 cent added on to the price of your bottle or your can, you are more inclined then to go back and reclaim that.
Yeah, look, I say, look, a levy isn't the solution to everything, but it would have some form of positive impact for some, but it'd really have a negative effect on business. Like, look, you know, it's about changing habits. You know, a levy hasn't forced habit change in a lot of other areas, and it probably wouldn't do it here. Like, we charge 3.50 for a flat white. You go across town, it could be 4 euros. So there's or 5 euros. There's a 1.50 euro difference. So what's another 20 cents? That's not going to fix the problem. I like the Denmark solution. I think that's really smart, having kiosks around that you can put your deposit your products back into it, and they clean it and kick it back out. But that's not the solution either.
Colin, so can I bring you in there? He's saying it's not the solution. People will just pay the levy.
That probably will happen insofar as like people tap. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, we can hear you there, Colin.
I was hearing a bit of feedback there. The levy. So like we're talking about the Denmark so-called solution there, a levy could go into funding that kind of system whereby you're still getting your coffee on the go, but you're just pushing it into this kiosk. You don't have to carry it in your bag. You don't collect it in your car. You don't collect it at home. And a levy will help that and will help to fund that. And we'll also help to level the playing field, because the larger private operators can sort of, they can absorb costs that your independent coffee traders can't.
I'm just looking here at more texts coming in on this. Sarah from Leek Slip says, everyone has a reusable cup now. The incentives haven't worked. It's time to just ban the single-use cups altogether. They cause so much litter. Wouldn't that be a solution? Well, just ban them altogether, and we're all such a bunch of coffee addicts, we'd find a way around it. We'd start putting in those keep cups, or we'd start finding a reusable scheme that works.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's a tough one. There is no, I think it's a joint solution. It's multifaceted. There has to be a few different layers to it for it to actually work right. And it has to be planned correctly. Like, key cups are a great idea, but look, it just shows you it hasn't worked. So what will work? I guess we have to look to the international market and see what's been done before and see is there something we can learn from them and apply it here.
And what you do also see, and I have been guilty of it myself, so I'm not going to, you know, pour scorn on anybody else, is people who are using takeaway cups but are sitting in. So it's nothing to do about convenience. It's nothing about being on the go. It's actually just preferring how the coffee feels, the fact that it keeps its temperature to a higher temperature I find in an ordinary cup. So I prefer to drink in a takeaway coffee cup, even if I'm sitting in a restaurant. How do we change that, Will?
That's a tough one. Like, so we have, you know, room for 20 people out in our terrace, and it's very rare that the temperature is high enough to keep you sipping on your coffee at a good temperature unless it's in a takeaway cup. And that's the problem. We Ireland's not built for warm drinks outdoors unless it's wrapped up nice. So there is no solution for that. It's whatever, you know, you have to pick your battles and try and win some percentage of it, and I think that's the only way of doing this.
All right, look, we're going to leave that conversation there for now, but lots of texts coming in on this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.